Welcome to the Authority of Love. My name is Greg Williams, and thank you for joining me on this broadcast. I hope you found last week's episodes as compelling and strong in growing our walk with the Lord as I did in studying and sharing them. This includes Wednesday and Friday programming with our co-hosts Adia Wushner and David Walls, respectively, as they always do a great job of sharing great information and insights regarding our culture, the church, and a biblical worldview. Our focus in the teaching segments last week on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday were laying down our life for others, passionate service and devotion to Christ, and the depth of what we are called to in interceding and praying for others. Now, if you missed any of those or any others, you can go back to our website, loveandlordship.com, and you'll find those through it. We have a watch tab, a read tab, and a listen tab where you can find articles, podcasts, and videos respectively, of course. And then if you just want to find more of these specifically, you'll find them on the Vimeo icon near the bottom or the Podbean icon for videos and podcasts respectively. If you want to contact me, I appreciate those who have, the encouragement, the questions, the support, the prayers. Thank you so much. You can do that at loveandlordship@gmail.com. Loveandlordship@gmail.com. This week, during our teaching episodes, we're going to, for the first time all year, I think, match our devotional dates from the book and from myopenus.org to the actual dates that we're sharing them on Monday and Tuesday and Thursday of this week. Today's message deals with the fact of sin in our life and how we must reconcile that issue according to God's word. Realize that it's real and take account for it in our lives. Tomorrow, Lord willing, we'll be dealing with the reality of sorrow in a believer's life and how we are to handle that in line with God's truth. Then on Thursday, we take a look at God's response and deliverance promised to us no matter what we face, knowing that He is faithful and Christ has made all of that possible, whether in sin or sorrow, or even both. As I mentioned, today's message discusses an issue that we don't really like to deal with, sin. Nevertheless, that doesn't make it any less real in our lives and the world, and the more we avoid it, the more control it has over us. Christ came to forgive and remove our sin through His sacrificial death on the cross, but while we still live in this flesh and in this world and culture, we have to choose to avail ourselves of His forgiveness and grace, and that begins by recognizing that sin is still present and that you, me, all of us, even as believers, can still choose to sin. Chambers gets right to the heart of it in the title of today's devotional, Reconciling Oneself to the Fact of Sin. Now again, we're on the 24th of June if you're following in the book or at myutmost.org. Some of you may have heard others say, in church or even apart from church, and you may have even entertained the thoughts yourself. Oh boy, here we go again. Why do we have to talk about sin? Well, first of all, the Bible clearly discusses sin and its consequences. Second, we have to realize that because of the truth of Scripture, it is a reality in our life, our relationships, our culture, our world. Finally, the purpose of sin is to separate us from God, so we need to come to grips with these truths and realities and make sure we're not ignoring or avoiding them to our detriment, especially when it comes to our relationship with God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Sin, contrary to popular comments, sin is not a disease or a sickness. It is a choice that we make in rebellion to God. However, the consequences can and often do affect us much like sickness or disease can and ravage even our bodies, our mind and our bodies. Sin, however, goes deeper to not only ravage our physical bodies, but our mental, emotional, relational, and spiritual selves as well. Chambers points to a time when sin had seemingly won, at least for the moment, and he quotes Jesus in Luke 22:53. This is your hour when darkness reigns. Now, while most of us know the context of this passage, let me just make sure that all of our listeners are aware that this was Jesus' response to Judas and all those that he had led to arrest Jesus on bogus charges there in the Garden of Gethsemane. Remember in John 10:18, though, that Jesus stated very plainly that he had all authority and was willingly, out of love for his Father and for us, laying down his life, and for our salvation, no less. One translation of today's key text says, "This is your hour and the power of darkness." Think about it. If Jesus had all authority, then darkness could never reign, nor could it have any power over him. Yet he submitted, knowing that sin would be forgiven, but we would have to choose, out of love for him, to recognize and reject it. Die to self, as we've talked about so often. Chambers gets right to the heart of the matter as to why we struggle with sin and what we must do about it. It is not being reconciled to the fact of sin that produces all the disasters in life. Let me say that again. It is not being reconciled to the fact of sin that produces all the disasters in life. You may talk about the nobility of human nature, but there is something in human nature which will laugh in the face of every ideal you have. If you refuse to agree with the fact that there is vice and self-seeking, selfishness, personal selfish desires, something downright spiteful and wrong in human beings, instead of reconciling yourself to it, when it strikes your life, you will compromise with it and say it is of no use to battle against it. Don't miss the overarching point he's making here. We must come to grips that in our flesh, battling against the Spirit, go check out Galatians 5:16, if something that we have to deal with, we must deal with it. As Paul said in 1 Corinthians 9:27, he did so on a daily basis. And to ignore it means you will ultimately lose the battle. Paul says, "I have to discipline my body daily, lest after having preached the gospel to you, I might be disqualified. I lose the battle." Have you made allowance, Chambers goes on to say, for this hour and the power of darkness? Or do you take a recognition of yourself that misses out on sin? In other words, do you simply ignore the reality of sin in our world and the potential for it in your own flesh, in your body, bodily relationships and friendships? Do you reconcile yourself to the fact of sin? This includes pride, greed, lust, pornea, sexual immorality of every kind, any and all sex outside of one man and one woman marriage in covenant marriage. That's sexual sin, pornea. And any or other sin or vice that our flesh and mind entertains. I've said this a couple times on our program. I say it at every conference or retreat I do with couples. How many of you were born selfless, to which everybody honestly leaves their hands down? Then I say, how many of you were born selfish, to which every single hand is raised? That's the point he's making. You recognize that. How does that work in your life, your friendships, your relationships, even your marriage? If you do not reconcile to this, you will be caught around the next corner and you will compromise with it. Not recognizing it does not remove it. And that's a big part of the problem in our culture and even in many of our churches today. If you reconcile yourself to the fact of sin, you will realize the danger at once. Oh yes, I see that what that would mean. The recognition of sin does not destroy the basis of friendship. It establishes a mutual regard for the fact that the basis of life is tragic. And that's true ever since the gate to the garden was shut behind Adam and Eve. Always beware of an estimate of life which does not recognize the fact that there is sin. But then here's the remedy as Chambers closes. Jesus Christ never trusted human nature, yet he was very cynical, never cynical, never suspicious, because he trusted absolutely in what he could do for human nature. The pure man or woman, not the innocent, is the safeguarded man or woman. You are never safe with an innocent man or woman. Men and women have no business to be innocent. God demands that they be pure and virtuous. Innocence is the characteristic of a child. It is a blameworthy thing for a man or woman not to be reconciled to the fact of sin. Have you fallen, food for thought here as we close out today's episode, Have you fallen for the lies of relativism, evolution, communism, socialism, all that are rooted in humanism and do not take an account for sin? You see, just as in the garden, when we fall for the lies and deception that we can be like God, darkness reigns. And we do everything we can then to ignore, reject, or compromise with the reality that is sin. Jesus came not only to reconcile us to the fact that sin is real and exists in our world and its destructive outcome in every single life, but ultimately, he came as the only way that we can be saved from it. Do you know his salvation and freedom from sin? Here's love in action. Number one, start with God. Spend time in his word, prayer, and listening every day. Begin with the scriptures in this message, and if not, start with the Gospel of John or the Book of Psalms, okay? And just start with 5 to 10 minutes. You can do that, but keep the commitment every day. Number two, ask the Holy Spirit to teach you. One of his functions or roles in our lives is to do just that. Number three, are there things in your life that you're rationalizing that are actually sinful according to God's word? Where have you fallen for the lies of sexual sin or abortion or gender dysphoria or many other even more subtle ones that destroy? Number four, what do you need to do to align your life, starting with your thought life, with the reality of sin and the salvation only found in Christ? Now, as I mentioned in the intro, tomorrow we're going to discuss the reality of sorrow. Join us and invite your family, friends, loved ones, and even enemies to hear the messages I pray that are of God's word and are helping you and others grow in their walk with the Lord, with Jesus as Lord, I should say. Now, again, you can find a lot more, loveandlordship.com, loveandlordship.com. That's our website. Right in the middle of the page, there's an icon of our book, The Authority of Love, the second edition. Thank you for those who have bought those who have reviewed them and sent me information. I really appreciate all of it. Thank you so much. You can also contact me to do that at loveandlordship@gmail.com, loveandlordship@gmail.com. Now, if you, the Lord is, as you listen to our programs and you hear hopefully the truth of his word without compromise, if the Lord's leading you to partner with us, please pray for us. And if he's leading you further, click on that Give tab near the upper right in the website. You can do it one time or ongoing. It only takes a minute or so. And every donation is fully tax deductible and greatly appreciated. You can also give on a mobile device, cash.app, it's at Cash App, cash.app/$ Love and Lordship. All of that's together after the forward slash with both L's capital. That's cash.app/$ Love and Lordship, all together with both L's cap. And finally, if you like to do mail, the snail mail, that's fine. You could send it to Love and Lordship and mail it to 324 Timothy Drive, Nicholasville, Kentucky, 40356. Again, that's mailed to Love and Lordship, 324 Timothy Drive, Nicholasville, Kentucky, 40356. And I always like to say this, if it's not us, keep praying until the Lord shows you, then be faithful to give where he's calling you to do so. Thank you for joining us. Thanks for your prayers. Thanks always to the Lord. Make it a great day in the love and lordship of Jesus Christ. Now stay tuned at 1245 for my good friend Greg Horn, and Hope is here. I'm Greg Williams, and as always, you're listening to The Authority of Love.